Summing up, circulation and blood vessels. The cardiovascular or circulatory system consists of the heart and a network of tubes that the bloods flow through, the blood vessels. Blood is pumped by the heart into large arteries. It then flows into smaller branched arterioles and finally into a network of capillaries. The blood passes from the capillaries into venules, then larger veins, and returns to the heart. The circulatory system consists of the systemic circulation, which carries blood from the heart to the tissues, through the arteries, and returns blood to the heart through the veins, and the pulmonary circulation, which connects the heart to the lungs. The blood. Blood is composed of plasma and cells, i.e., red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Red blood cells, or erythrocytes, are cells with no nucleus. Due to the hemoglobin they contain, they are specialized in transporting oxygen to the body's tissues. White blood cells, or leukocytes, play a fundamental role in their immune response. Platelets, or thrombocytes, are cell fragments produced in the bone marrow, which are involved in blood coagulation. Plasma contains various protein molecules. The plasma proteins, albumin, which keeps the blood's colloidal osmotic pressure constant. Fibrinogen, involved in clotting, and globulins, which defend the body against foreign agents. Blood pressure is generated by the pumping action of the heart and is regulated by the cardiovascular center in the brain. Anatomy and physiology of the heart. The heart is subdivided into four chambers, two atria and two ventricles, which are connected to large blood vessels by valves. The heart is mainly composed of cardiac muscle, myocardium, which is enclosed by two epithelia, internally by the endocardium and externally by the pericardium. Contraction of the myocardium begins at the sinoatrial node, the pacemaker, and spreads, causing both atria to contract. Then the atrioventricular node and the His bundle spread the impulse, causing both ventricles to contract almost simultaneously. During contraction of the myocardium, called systole, the chambers empty of blood, and when the myocardium relaxes, distole, the chambers are filled with blood again.